one of my friends had done it the year before. I did it when I was in year 12. One of my friends had done it the year before and just found it an amazing experience being able to get so much support to kind of develop your entry and media training, and then being able to go to Canberra and meet these incredible people and have your voice heard. So I think I heard about it from her and through school. And my entry was about electric light theatre, which I was quite involved in, I think, for about 5 years when I was at school. I really loved being involved in the theatre. So it was about, you know, travelling each weekend out to Nichols Point to be involved in rehearsals and the kind of sense of community and the thrill of being in a production in a regional town.
That's 8 years ago now. Can you paint for the listener a bit of a picture of what the rest of your time has been like in between, you know, school and potentially haywire to now?
Yeah. When I graduated in year 12, I was lucky enough to get a scholarship to go to university in Melbourne. So I moved to Melbourne in 2003. And at university, I really had this, I got involved a lot in environmental issues. It's something that I became quite passionate about. And I became the environment officer there. And then a couple of my friends founded this organisation that I work for now, the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. And since then, we've grown that to be Australia's largest youth-run organisation, and I'm the head of that, the national director. So it's an organisation that works with young people all around the country, lifting their voice on climate change issues. We think that's something that, you know, climate change will affect young people's future in Australia. So it's really important that young people have their voice heard. So yeah, my journey's really been around getting passionate environmental issues, and then starting this organisation, which has now grown to this, you know, huge organisation that it is today.
Do you think being involved in Haywire, or at least having an application in and getting to go to Canberra, had any impact on where you've ended up?
It did. Looking back now I work with a lot of young people who grew up in the city and had a lot of opportunities to be on youth representative bodies or start their own businesses or start their own non-profits, because there's so much support for that in the city. And they were, you know, people were given the opportunity to travel overseas with the government on, you know, delegations to the UN and all this kind of stuff. And growing up in the country, you don't always get those kind of opportunities. So being involved in Haywire, getting to travel to Canberra, I think it was only the second time I'd been to Canberra when I did Haywire, meeting journalists, meeting politicians, meeting people who'd started their own organisations, started their own projects. It's just, it was a really great experience to think, oh, this is something that I can do. It's not just something the people in the city that have all the support and the opportunity can do.
Do you feel like you missed out because you grew up in a regional area now that you work with so many people from the city?
No, not at all. I think the benefits of growing up in Mildura far outweighed any of the negative aspects. Yeah, we didn't have as much opportunity, you know, in Melbourne, you know, when you're studying a play at school, you know, you can just go down the road to the Arts Centre and see the play and things like that. And there's, like I said, a lot more opportunities and support to start your own organisations or be involved in politics if you're living in a big city. But I think the opportunities that you get living in a regional town are just as good. And I'd love to move back to the country one day. Unfortunately, just stuck in the city for a bit at the moment.
Stuck in the city.
Yeah.
You've got to like that comment. How do you feel your connection to your old community is? Do you still have a connection? Do you still feel part of the local community?
I do. My family's still there. My parents still live in Mildura. And I try and get back there as often as I can. I still definitely feel like that is my home and that's the place where I come from, and I'm just a temporary resident of Melbourne, and that I'll get back one day. So I do feel like that. And I think Mildura and Sunraysia is a bit special like that as well, because it is so far away from the city. I think the community is a lot stronger than perhaps a lot of other places. And I've definitely noticed that living in the city, that there's a stronger sense of community being in Mildura. And, you know, when you run into people in Melbourne who are from Mildura, it's this instant connection. You feel like you've got something in common. So I really value that.
And what about with your role, you know, in informing people about climate change in the youth community? What about that connection back to the regions? Do you still feel that, in the sense that, you know, you're driving for what you believe in now? How do you find that sort of marries with what you used to do here?
Well, I think that climate change is going to have the biggest impact in the country, because people who are living on the land, particularly people who are living by the river, people living by the coast, are the ones who will be most impacted by what's going to happen with climate change, with sea level rise and less rainfall and things like that. So I definitely feel like growing up in the country kind of spurred my interest in the environment and climate change. And now I work with a lot of young people from rural and regional communities to make sure that their voices are heard to government, because they're the ones who will be most affected. So I think there's still definitely that connection between, you know, where I grew up spurred my interest in the environment, but also I'm still passionate about it because I can see the impacts that it's going to have in those areas.
So would you encourage someone to get involved in something? Doesn't have to be Haywire, but something like that?
Oh, absolutely. I was involved in other things when I was there. Like I said, I was quite heavily involved in the theatre, you know, sport. I was involved with an organisation called Lead On, which had like a youth newspaper, and getting young people involved with local businesses, things like that. I think all of that really set me up well for my time at university and for the jobs that I've had since then. So, yeah, and I think Haywire is a great program for lifting the voice and of regional Australians and giving them some opportunities to get some really cool skills and a bit of a trip to Canberra. I think I stayed at the Institute of Sport while I was there, which is pretty special as well.